This is St. Louis Public Radio. In 2015, the Ferguson Commission recommended banning suspensions in kindergarten through third grade. Last year, 20 area school districts committed to at least trying to reduce the practice by addressing the root causes of behavior. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips reports, that can be tough to do without enough money and time.
So far, two area school districts have stopped suspending their youngest students. St. Louis Public Schools outlawed suspensions last fall, and Maplewood Richmond Heights is starting its ban next month. It's part of a complete shift in Maplewood Richmond Heights' approach to discipline from preschool through 12th grade. For instance, the district's program for students at risk of dropping out has something called a chill zone. 18-year-old Katie Finnegan was one of those students. She worried so much about her grades that she avoided school. But her senior year, she could go to the chill zone whenever she got anxious and spend 15 or 20 minutes in the comfy chair separated from the rest of the room by a divider.
This is really where you go if you're having like a rough day and you're kind of not feeling like talking to anybody. You just go here and you just kind of like breathe, kind of relax, get yourself back together.
Finnegan, who graduated in May, says having a way to manage her stress helped her stay in school.
It made it easier for me to think like, oh, I don't want to leave.
Another example of the district's shift in approach to discipline is the middle school and high school's in-school suspension program, which has been rebranded with a nod to its mascot.
So this is our Blue Devil etiquette room.
Middle school principal Michael Dietrich says instead of being a punishment, the room is a place for self-reflection.
When I send a student down here, they say, well, how long am I going to be there? I don't know. That's up to you. I need you to process through this. I need you to repair the harm with, you know, if there was a victim. And then, you know, when you're ready, that's when you'll come back.
The idea behind spaces like the chill zone and the etiquette room is that a student's behavior comes from their life experiences. Melissa Foose is in charge of the shift in approaching discipline at Maplewood Richmond Heights. She says students can instinctively behave in disruptive ways if they get upset.
With little kids, maybe biting, pushing, hitting, you know, those kiddos are in their survival state of their brain. And so it's not a time to, you know, give them choices or, you know, make them solve the problem. It's our job to help them de-escalate first.
Foose and her staff first began learning de-escalation techniques like deep breaths 4 years ago with the help of a consultant. The district has two therapists to help students work through tough situations like losing a parent. Superintendent Karen Hall says her top priority was finding the money for training and staff.
I'm not rolling in cash, don't get me wrong, but I'm intentional.
Maplewood Richmond Heights spends about $2,500 less per student than St. Louis Public Schools, which implemented a ban on early grade suspensions last year. St. Louis put the prohibition in place quickly after gaining notoriety for giving out the most suspensions in Missouri to students in kindergarten through third grade. Deputy Superintendent Stacy Clay says, ironically, the change led to more students acting out in class.
They could be tearing down a bulletin board, or they could be bothering other students in a way that is disruptive and very distracting to the school environment as a whole, not even in some cases the classroom.
About half of the district's elementary schools have changed their in-school suspension rooms to reflection rooms that operate like Maplewood Richmond Heights chill zones. But Clay says many students need more than a calm place to go when they're upset because they've experienced violence or some other form of trauma. He says, ideally, every elementary school would have its own therapist.
With a district of our size, it's just hard to do. It's just hard to do with nearly 70 campuses and nearly, you know, and over 40 elementary campuses.
St. Louis Public Schools and Maplewood Richmond Heights are paving the way for at least two other school districts. Ladue and Normandy have pledged to end early grade suspensions next school year. I'm Camille Phillips, St. Louis Public Radio.